AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Advisors at the Food and Drug Administration are unanimously endorsing booster doses of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot coronavirus vaccine. Advisory Chair Dr. Arnold Manto says people getting the shots need a boost.
What we're seeing is that this is a group with overall lower efficacy than we have seen with the mRNA vaccine. So there is some urgency here to do something.
Johnson & Johnson has a sliding schedule with an extra dose available as early as 2 months after the first one. In court today in Florida was the gunman charged with killing 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School 3 years ago.
Do you suffer from any physical or mental illness?
I was told in the past, but I don't believe I have any issue.
His lawyer says Nicholas Cruz will plead guilty next week to the murder charges against him. He entered pleas to other charges today.
To count one of the information, attempted aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon, how do you wish to plea?
I plead guilty.
Count two, battery on a law enforcement officer, how do you wish to plea?
Guilty.
Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty when Cruz is sentenced. Police in Essex, England, have not established a motive yet for the stabbing death of a member of parliament, David Amos, but counter-terrorism officers are leading the investigation. Amos was stabbed while meeting with constituents at a local church. A suspect is in custody. A Capitol Police officer is facing charges of trying to hide evidence of the involvement of one of the January Capitol rioters. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's taking her fight with the head of the city's police officers union to court, arguing his call for officers to ignore the order to report their coronavirus vaccination status was illegal. Police say officers shot and killed a man on a motorcycle who fired on officers as they tried to pull him over on a South Carolina road. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A suicide bomber attacked a mosque in Afghanistan. At least 47 people were killed.
People gathered outside the Fatemiya Mosque in Kandahar province hours after the attack. The attack comes a week after an Islamic State bombing claimed 46 lives at a Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan. The sectarian bloodletting has raised fears that IS is expanding its foothold in Afghanistan. Video footage showed bodies scattered across bloodstained carpets with survivors walking around in a daze or crying out in anguish. Local resident Ahmad Jawid witnessed the attack in Kandahar. After the attackers came, they fired on the guards and threw a hand grenade at them. One suicide attacker blew himself up in the corridor, and the other attacker entered the mosque and detonated his explosives while worshippers were busy praying. I'm Karen Chamas.
China launched a three-person crew for a six-month mission aboard its space station in hopes of setting a new record for the length of time spent in space by Chinese astronauts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.